are the nation's number one radio station. We've got you to thank for that. Thank you for always staying tuned. Thank you for tuning in. We know that Lagos drives with us both peak hours in the morning and in the evening, and we want to thank you for this because without you, there will be really no conversation on Nigeria Info, and that's our driving force, because we converse, we talk, we engage, and thank you for always being there once again. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Kofi Bartels is here, and this morning on Health Thursday, we have decided to do something. We know that quite a number of things are happening at the same time, especially in Nigeria here. You can talk of the hardships that you're going through, businesses not moving the way they should move. Schools have resumed now. At least they're gonna resume next week if they haven't, because I know that schools have resumed, especially for teachers. And you're thinking of school fees and all of that. The other day we spoke about increase in tuition fees for tertiary institutions, and we had a very frank conversation on that as well. We know that parents right now, there's pressure. There's pressure everywhere, right? Especially if you're now in school and you are fending for yourself as a student, and you're doing part-time, you're paying your school fees. Everybody's under pressure. If you're running businesses, we know that, you know, we just had that conversation this morning about businesses not opening, making as much as they used to make. Patronage has dropped. Someone told us this morning that they went to trade fair, and trade fair people, I mean, they had to wait at the gate before trade fair people can open their stores for business to start. And when you ask them, they will say, what's the point of sitting when customers will start strolling in at 12 p.m. or 1 p.m., 12 noon or 1 p.m.? So businesses have slowed down greatly. Greatly, you know, for those who are doing business. For those who are in paid employment, we are also aware that your salary is not what is not, your take home pay can't take you. It wasn't even taking you home before, let alone now that things have skyrocketed.
You took it just to the junction.
Your office. And you trek the rest. No, it's a sad thing. It's not that we want to laugh about it. I mean, that's why we have said on Health Thursday today, let's talk about everybody's mental health. It's an avenue for you to vent. Or to talk to us about your mental state on what you're going through. So I was saying, I was going to talk about those who are on salary. Like you have not, despite the increase in everything around you, your salary is still what your salary is. Some have even lost their job in the advent of the increase in everything. Those who run companies, some of them have shut down. All of these things won't just happen and then you move on as though nothing has happened. Because we are human. We have blood running through our veins. We live. We have friends. We have family. Definitely we are bound to feel some sort of pressure. Some sort of emotions. And we are not in the culture of trying to go and see a specialist. Really don't do that, Kofi, to be honest.
When you say that to someone, they will ask you, sorry to use the word, are you mad? Sorry to use the word, you know, are you mad?
Just tell anybody that I want to go and see a shrink. Are you the colo?
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and from that day, people will treat you different. They'll treat you different. They'll treat you like you have a case of sorts, you know. So I like the word you use, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we think about or consider seriously in this part of the world.
Yeah.
You know, we have this funny thing we say that almost everybody in Nigeria has a level of madness. When you get the person to a certain level, you will see that thing come out.
It will come out. It will come out. As we speak, people are just waiting for an avenue or for who to transfer that feelings to. They call it transfer of aggression because we've got a lot of things bottled up. We can't express ourselves because, I mean, we're under pressure. At the same time, we don't want to show that we're weak. in a way, because number one, we've got people who depend on us. They can't see us broken. They can't see us cry. They can't see us helpless because they are looking up to us to be strong. I mean, families where they have morning, afternoon, evening food, it's been cut down. You know, people who have some certain timetable for their meals, there's not anything that comes. That's what you eat. So we have these issues going on around. The pressure is everywhere.
You know, some of the abnormal things that we do. Sheriff, is it normal to see, you know, a human person, grown up, adult, maybe something happened between one car and the other car, and then both of them come out, start on the road, and keep shouting, 4-1-R. Then one now goes to the side road, takes a big stone, goes and smashes the other's windscreen. You know, the other now runs, takes another big stone, smashes the other windscreen. Yeah. And you just say to yourself, you know, oh, you know, someone just shouts.
Yeah.
You know, brakes, loses their cool and just, man. For sure, one day I was in traffic some years ago.
Yeah.
Don't look at me strange.
No, I'm not.
All right, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to caution myself. I was in traffic, Sheriff.
Yeah.
And I don't know when I started talking to myself.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
That happens. Not just you.
You've done it.
Before. I'm sure a lot of people can.
Can you relate?
Yeah.
They can talk to yourself.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, I think something happened. Someone on the road, driver, just got something, you know, Port Harcourt driving.
Yeah.
And I was talking to myself and I was angry at this guy. And then I say, wait. Hey, I'm talking to myself. I had to look around to be sure nobody was watching me. You know, so we need to take it seriously. You know, look at mental health and sometimes the pressure. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, but this thing called depression, it's something. I don't know. Can we even begin to talk about? You know, if you talk about the level of suicide in the country, I saw that lady, what's her name again? Is it Farida? Farida?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Bless her. You know, who went through some difficulty in her in a marriage, you know, private issue. We're not going to go into it. We're not judging Farida or anything. And wanted to jump into the Lagos Lagoon, but for some good Samaritans.
Timely intervention.
People are going through stuff. You know, people are going through a lot.
About, you know what? Let's hand over the microphone to you right now, and we'll just listen to you. That's what we want to do this morning. If you want to be anonymous, feel free to do that. But we just want to listen to you on Health Thursday. We just said, look, let's not bring mental health experts on the show. Let's just converse with people. Let's hear people tell us what's going on with them. How are they coping? How are they doing? Their family, themselves. How is life generally with them, basically? So we're just here. We'll listen to you. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Those are the two lines. The second line is for the ladies only. So let's leave that line for the ladies. That is 01465-7190 for the ladies. We're going to start with a male calls this morning. Thank you. Morning to you. That call has dropped, so we're going to take another one. Let's see who is here. Good morning to you. Morning.
Morning.
Yes, please.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, my name is John. I'm calling from Kulikoro.
This is John. Please move the phone away from your mouth so we can hear you clearly. It's too close to your mouth.
My name is John. I'm calling from the Kulikoro.
Welcome, Mr. John. Welcome.
Yeah, I work in Sterling Bank as an security officer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but your phone is still too close to your mouth. Can you move it away a little bit?
I said I work in Sterling Bank.
Okay.
Yeah, as a security officer there.
Okay.
We had the increase for other bank salary, but till now our own is not yet to be increased. And again, where I work.
It's far from where you work?
Yeah, very, very far from where I work.
Okay.
So I'm just tired of everything. Left at night, my body will be very hot. I thank you a lot. I leave everything to God.
You're
working in the bank and I'm not having money. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Only me, I know what I'm passing through in the bank. Thank you so much for the program.
Thank you to you, John, and thank you for sharing your story. He works as a security guy in the bank. His pay hasn't been increased since God knows when.
he doesn't like what he's going through, and he's said he's just hanging in there.
It's sad. A lot of people are going through that.
Yeah.
You know. Are those listening out there? You know, would you consider seeing a mental a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
You know, if you're listening, would you consider that?
Would you
consider that?
If you're given that option,
you know,
free of charge, would you? And if you're to pay, would you as well?
If you feel down, you think you're depressed, or you know you're showing some of the signs that the doctors normally tell us about, and you just don't feel okay because of some of the things, maybe grief, trauma.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think the doctors even say that your physique, your gender, you know, also affects where you come from and all.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, financial difficulties, you know, social adversity, you know, all these things.
All of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's jump on this one here. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes,
morning. You see this laugh where you they bring every morning. Now you don't put coffee, join body. Coffee? This laugh, it's too much. This one, if you want buy them. The amount go too much. You can't join Uncle Jimmy and Sheriff. The thing, God will bless three of you.
And you too.
And you too.
God will continue to increase three of you.
And you too.
And give you joy. As they give us joy in the morning.
Amen.
Every day, joy will not cease from three of you in Jesus' name.
Amen. And money
all
too.
This
money
is
too.
You people, they do. When we think, what will they go through? We go just remove all those things aside. Because of all these things you people do every morning. I want to thank God for your life.
Thank you.
See, I bought drug like between 2 weeks from 65 to 95. I tell you the truth.
In 2 weeks?
Yes. God is really helping us in this country. Because the thing we are passing through is only God you can just look onto. But our leader should do something. They cannot continue like this. So, because the wind of fire is blowing around the world. Thank you.
Thank you. We got somebody here on Facebook who says that their name is John. John Best says, people are going through a lot. The very reason my team and I launched a campaign against depression in 2019. And since then, John, I'd like to hear from you, if you can drop another comment as to what your experience, yours and your team, has been since you launched your campaign against depression in 2019.
Yeah, I know John. I actually have been to his program.
Oh, really?
Yes, in Port Harcourt. I think it's called End Depression Campaign.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know of any other non-governmental organization that is doing something like that.
Beautiful.
Yes, so they go to schools, they go to to talk to children, students about depression.
Yeah.
And I saw some stats, Sheriff, that young people are turning to drugs because of the pressure of life. You know, sometimes when you go through pressure, you have to cope. Some people drink excessively.
Yeah.
Do so because they just have to cope. You know, some people take drugs, do that because they have to, want to cope with the pressure.
That coping mechanism.
Yeah. And Sheriff, I've been there. When I was under pressure, I had a family tragedy. So I have to go personal. Not a family, but a difficulty, let me say. You know, where I was under pressure only. I was thinking of my old man.
Yeah.
Let me just be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was always in the hospital. So I'll be in the studio, you know. But it was a privilege for me to take care of him.
Yeah.
Do we have to go?
No.
Okay, when I saw you said that, I saw a sports suit come from here. Okay, you know, but it was a pleasure, a privilege for me, but, you know, because of the difficulty, in fact, I was the only one around, everybody don't travel, it was tough. You know, UPTH?
Yeah.
You know, you have to run all over the place.
Yes.
I would get home and I'll be exhausted. I went to the brink. I almost turned to things to help me just
you know, stay on your feet and, you know, forget things.
Forget.
Because sometimes you want your family member to be better. You want him to get well. You see doctors around, but they can't do anything. In that point where you say it's just only God who can save your loved one. You know? And then the physical pressure, after the emotional trauma or pressure of looking at your loved one suffering, you can't do anything to help them than to pray. Yeah. Doctors can't even do anything.
Hold on. We'll come back to you, Kofi. We'll come back to you. I'm enjoying this. Let's go to break. Welcome back to Health Thursday on the Morning Crossfire. Here, it's 8:40 the time. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can be a part of the show while you watch. You can drop your comment or go to X. If you're on X, drop us a comment there at Nigeria Info FM. On Facebook, it's Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is also there for you to interact with us. Via that's 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. On Health Thursday, we are just knocking on your door to hear how you're coping, basically. How has it been so far? Let's get to the telephone lines now. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You know, for the ladies. And please also turn off your radio if you're calling us. It's very important you do. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I want to remain anonymous.
That's okay.
Right now, I'm a fresh graduate and it's kind of frustrating. I stay with my friend. I had to leave my home state to come to Lagos and see with my friend if I could get something doing.
Okay.
But as it is right now, the jobs I've been getting have been on the island. And I stay on the mainland and the transportation, I can't even cope with it. So I've been declining. And It has not been easy. It has not been easy. The truth is that I've been depressed. I've kept to myself. No, that's just not been.
Do you think that getting, you know, holding on to any of those jobs that you feel you can't cope by doing could help? At least start small, even if it's going to be uncomfortable, quite a number of people.
Yes, the thing is that I actually did the calculation of transportation and for the month, and I won't be left with anything. I won't be left with anything. Even as low as 10,000, I wouldn't be.
So what I was trying to say is that do you think that is something that could get you out of your current state of mind, even if you're going to be left with it, if you're not going to have anything left, but at least it would probably even put you out there more? Because there's something people always say, that if you're in the system and you're, you know, doing something is better than not being anywhere at all, is better than being idle. Because from there, some people believe that, you know, you could connect yourself and get more opportunities and more openings and be able to see what's happening in that system better.
Well, I actually understand you, sir. I actually understand you. Like the last one, I actually declined. The pay was like 70K for the start.
Okay.
When I calculated the transportation and everything, the transportation was like 58K, 58-57K for the 25 days. And you know, once these people, they know that I've started working, you know, they want me to start supporting also. And I have not even calculated feeding allowance to it. You understand, sir?
Yeah.
So the way it is right now, I'm even thinking if I could get something like a security guard job close to me, at least that would be better off than going to work in a corporate place with a suit and a tie, and at the end of the day, not getting anything in return.
Nothing much.
Yes, sir. So the way it is now, I'm very depressed.
What's the T fare? Sorry to butt in. What is the T fare? You know, to and fro per day. What did you come up with when you calculated it?
The T fare to and fro was, I think, 3,002
per day.
Yes, sir. And I've not even included my feeding.
Of course.
So I'm not even bothered about that. So it's just, I've tried to, if I can even, you know, just continue with it, but I can't. Mm. I actually thought about it. I can't. And I have siblings that I have to send something to also. Just terrible. I'm just in.
Have you tried to perhaps learn any tech skills, any skill that you can do, maybe online stuff?
Yes, I actually learned those free ones, and you know, after completing those free ones, they would tell you to upgrade to the next level. You have to pay certain amount of money. So it's just that I've just been in the basic level right now. So I was hoping that if I could even get something, then I would just improve my skill level in tech.
Okay. My brother, would you describe yourself as depressed?
Yes,
I'm sorry about the difficulty you're going through. We're not talking about sadness here.
Yes.
Okay. So you apart from the fact that you have we're not medical doctors here.
Yeah.
Okay. So we would have to point you, I don't know, if you can maybe look for a hospital, and you know, because at the end of the day, if you have that depression, it's not about, from my layman's view, about the absence of a job alone, but it's about a mental condition.
It's your state of mind.
Yeah, that
I'm just not happy. I'm just
exactly.
not happy. I'm not happy about anything.
I'm not excited.
Okay. I'm excited.
You've lost interest in things. That's
yes. Even the things I love doing most, playing footballs on Saturday.
You don't go
for like months.
Oh, he's not going for. Okay. Wow, Sheriff. You know, I was reading something up.
Please hold a bit, because I have to at this point say that this last 15 minutes on the show is brought to you by Ernest Liver Salt. They're the ones that are backing us for the last 15 minutes of the show. We're going to hear from them right now. Then we'll come back and then we'll go to what's your reading, Kofi. Lagos, stay with us, please. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. Yeah, Kofi, you were reading something.
Yeah, because, you know, we told that all over the world, you have about 322 million people who are suffering from depression, which is a common mental disorder that presents with depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things he presents. So when he said he's lost interest in playing football on Saturdays, decreased energy. You know, you lose that enthusiasm. I think we can relate with what he's saying. It's unfortunate, really sad.
Yeah. So at this juncture, because it's possible that I'll forget this. So what I would do is I would speak with Dr. Tolu on if you know we can give her number out to some of the people that she works with. That can help you through the processes of
counseling. Psychotherapy.
So I've spoken with her before, but just to confirm if it's okay to do that, once we get that perhaps before the end of this conversation, then I'll release the number out, then you can that's if she says yes. All right. Let's take this call here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Kofi.
Good morning.
It is about time. We'll be carrying tally number now to talk to you now. Since morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Okay. No, Mrs. Sheriff. You got it.
You started, Daddy.
Mr. Kofi.
Yes. My own has always been like, I'm always this cheerful person. And there's one significant thing about me. Anytime I'm going through a problem or a concern or anything, God will practically bring something more than my problem to another person. And the moment I see that, I'm always like, I'm not the only one going through this. Mm. So that's always owed me. It owes me. Like in fact, I've done business open before. I've done a house girl before. I've worked in an hotel before. I've worked in a hospital before as just one service. I've been a secretary. I've bought a land before, a land. And that land, it went because my sister had leukemia. I had to sell it off then. And that was it. So what I'm trying to say is this. Anything God plays in your hand, no matter how little, don't look at it as if, I'm beyond this, I'm above this, why should I? No. The moment you start seeing yourself that, okay, this work is too small for me, you start aging. Let me, on the light time, just last month, that one young guy was hitting on me on Twitter. When I told him my age, he was like, I must be respecting you. I said, no. I prefer that, Adeshewa. I prefer it. Why? Because it makes me younger. That's why sometimes, if I look at, if you see me on Twitter at times, I talk about Nigeria for a lot because I see myself as being in a family that being loved, that notice the kind of person I am, that's concerned. And I've met with people. I've met with people, even physically or not physically, I've met with some people, the way they talk, some will spank you to the extent that you look at yourself, why am I so stupid like this? You know, that kind of a thing. So those are my own driving force anyway. And I thank God I was able to meet this kind of radio. People, all the OAPZ. That's why when Sandra left, I wept a whole week. In my house, that my children were like, who is Sandra? I said, my friend. Which friend? The one I've not seen before, but she's my friend, a sister. So you know that guy, when you're attached to somebody that you've not even seen. So that's what Nigerian Info has done. And I always laugh, enough laugh. You make yourself cheerful and all the rest. And so that's how I'm pulling through. Let me not say how I pull through. That's how I'm pulling through. So that's why, and that's an advice to everybody. What God plays in your hand, if the amount is small, I've never had a take home before. Everything is always take and stay in my workplace. But I always survive it at that month. And I always ask God, how do I do it? It's not me, it's just God. So that's what I mean. In that last caller now, let him just look for something
Start something.
From beside him or not the one that you can take transport or anything. I can drive to my workplace now. Yes. So get something beside you and don't look at it. Me, a old graduate. Me, this one. I'm telling you, God will sort you out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Thanks for the call. And in relation to that, I've got this one here that says, please tell the young graduate to take up that job, even if the pay is not good. He can learn additional skills while working there so he can get a better job. Right now, without jobs, he can't still take care of his siblings anyways. That's what this person put here.
Wow. And he needs to see someone as well. And I think we can also say to the people who are listening this morning, if you feel that you are depressed, you don't feel okay, you know, your mood is always sinking. It's almost like, I have not been there before, but I hear people say that they feel they're in a dark hole. You know, some of them don't want to eat, they don't want to go out, they don't want to see anybody, and all that. You feel guilty, you have a low self-worth, decreased energy. These are some of the things that doctors have put online for us to see. Disturbed sleep, loss of appetite, poor concentration, you know, and all those things which affect your ability to live your life normally every day. Sometimes it lead you to suicide. You feel there's nothing left in this life for you. Don't hesitate to go and see a psychiatrist. All right? You have to talk to someone. All right? And the sheriff is here. I'm here. You can always call and say, I feel depressed. Now, it's not about whatever
we can
give you.
It helps when you say these things out. I'm just trying to corroborate what you're saying. Like, it's not about we're here to, you know, we are experts. No, we're not. Well, somehow it helps. It helps to say these things out.
I was telling a story, but the earlier story I was telling was to say that some of the difficulties that we face sometimes push people to the brink, you know, of doing and dabbling in things that I shouldn't dabble in, you know. I had to hold myself and say, you know what, look at your old man. And then also my spiritual convictions. But I know that people take stuff, do things, go to places, get lost, because they're looking for a way to
escape.
The coping mechanisms, you know, because of the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we'll say to the listeners, don't allow the pressure you are going through make you indulge in things that you do just to cope, because those things will make you worse. And at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, Sheriff, I think if you look at the statistics, more people are drinking in this country than before.
Yeah.
Because how else are you going to forget?
More people are doing things,
yes. How else, some people, you could ask, how else are you going to forget, you know, how hard life is? You know, as a youngster, you can say, look at this person just drinks. This guy. But when you grow older, when you have to raise a family,
you know what people are going through.
You say, hey, you actually have to may I just forget, you know what I'm saying?
There's no point pretending. It's hard. No, we're not going to pretend. It's hard. It's really hard. We know that. You know, it's hard. But like Kofi said, indulging in coping mechanisms that would eventually come to make you worse, it's not the best thing. It's not the best solution to whatever situation that you are right now.